Tomorrow is World Refugee Day, a celebration of people around the world who are seeking asylum from dangerous conditions in their home countries, was held today at the University of South Florida. Ahmed Obeidi is a refugee who has only been in the United States for 4 months. During the American occupation of his country, he was attending college in Baghdad, Iraq.
But unfortunately, I wasn't able to finish because some people threw bombs on my house, so we had to leave our country. And we went to Jordan, and we couldn't live there because nobody wants to give us a residency. And then we went to Egypt, and I stayed there living without any residency or until I applied for IOM, and they gave me protection. And after 1 year, I got approved to come to the United States.
Obeidi thanked the crowd for giving him a second chance at life. He hopes to finish his education here. Mogtaba Maki has been in the United States long enough to do just that. One of the so-called lost boys of Sudan, Maki graduated from USF last month and is preparing for dental school.
Please remember them, not only on the refugee day, but in your everyday life. And remember the one who's still in a refugee camp waiting on your help. And the one who settled right here is also waiting on your help. And we must remember our history. The way we treated the refugee in the past, it's shaping our present. And the way we treat them today will change our future.
Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio proclaimed Friday as World Refugee Day in the city through a letter read by the city's Director of Community Affairs, Kenneth Perry. Phyllis Fleming, Refugee Services Community Liaison with the state's Department of Children and Families, read a World Refugee Day proclamation from Governor Charlie Crist.
The state of Florida has resettled more than 76,000 refugees under the office of the United States, our United Nations High Commission for Refugees. Whereas the state of Florida has provided refugee assistance to another 225,000 humanitarian immigrants since 1988.
The theme for this year's World Refugee Day is Real People, Real Needs. In a video message on the UNHCR website, United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, appeals to people who work with refugees that because of the global economic crisis, it's more difficult than ever to meet their needs.
On this World Refugee Day, let us remember that refugees too are real people with real needs. Helping them to rebuild their lives and their communities benefits us all.
Refugees have many high-profile supporters. A campaign called Gimme Shelter uses the Rolling Stones song to draw attention to the needs of refugees. Give refugees shelter, it's just a click away. On the campaign's website is a short film produced by Ben Affleck. On the World Refugee Day website, UNHCR Goodwill Ambassador Angelina Jolie narrates a video message calling for support of refugees.
Please don't turn away. Refugees are the most vulnerable people on Earth. Every day, they are fighting to survive. They deserve our respect. Please do not forget them. Remember them on this day, World Refugee Day.
Former USF President Betty Castor, who is the executive director of the Kiran C. Patel Center for Global Solutions, says that not all refugees come from regions with military conflicts.
The biggest challenge in the world right now is fresh drinking water. So we are beginning to see populations of people who have to move off their land because they don't have fresh water and because of the implications of climate warming now. So there will be much more movement of people for environmental reasons. There are a lot of movement of people just because of reasons of poverty. There may have been difficulties related to wars, civil wars at one time, but right now they are here looking for a better life and looking for a new homeland.
An information and health fair accompanied the World Refugee Day commemoration at USF. People could learn about services offered to refugees. Lourdes Macias with Lutheran Services Florida says that the U.S. Department of State gives agencies $425 to resettle each refugee. But for that small amount, a refugee requires a furnished apartment and other services. In Pinellas County, PTEC offers refugee classes, according to Irma Gonzalez, a placement coordinator for the Pinellas Refugee Education Program.
The refugee program is for people that come over from overseas, asylees, victims of human trafficking, refugees from various countries. And Our program is based on the first 5 years they come to America. We teach them how to learn English, basic skills, practically how to survive in America.
Leslie Lopez is project manager for the Leadership Acculturation Center in Hillsborough County Schools.
One of the things that we do is we advocate to make sure that the students' rights are being upheld. There are approximately 25,000 English language learners in our district, and probably 10% of that are labeled refugee students. So I do weekly or biweekly or even monthly visits to school sites and meet with teachers to make certain that our students are making good progress and then give information back to our community service providers.
For the second year in a row, there was no mention of Palestinian refugees at the USF commemoration of World Refugee Day. According to Samar Jarrah, the co-host of the WMNF program True Talk, since 1948, 4 million Palestinians have become refugees. Both of her parents were from communities in what is now considered Israel. As a refugee, Jarrah has migrated from Kuwait to Jordan to Lebanon to Egypt to Saudi Arabia to the United States. She says that being a refugee is not just about living in tents. It's a total rupture of your past and present and future.
Forever my life has changed. Forever I am no longer who I should have been. People don't understand. It's not about water. It's about life taken away from you, redrawn for you, and you are like a feather in the wind. Like, why am I here in the studio? I wasn't supposed to be here. I was supposed to be living in a lid where my father was born, or maybe in El Mejdal that does not exist anymore because Israel destroyed it in the 1948 war.
You can find links to more information about refugees and World Refugee Day on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canan.